Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Moses for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Brancato catches it and steps on second to double up Finney. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess takes first base on ball four. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato takes first base on ball four. Bess moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wagner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling takes first base on ball 4. Siebert scores. Hayes moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Bess reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Chapman scores. Rubeling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Moses steals second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 8-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brancato moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Brancato scores. Moses moves to third. It's 9-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Moses scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Brancato, who tags Doerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rubeling. The throw from Glenn and he is safe. Rubeling steals second. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bess for the out. 2 outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Cronin moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 11-7, Athletics. Chubby Dean now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Finney moves to second. It's 11-8, Athletics. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Athletics 11, Red Sox, 11. Nels Potter now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.